Hello, Mom and Martinis listener. Welcome back to another episode. However, this week, it's going to be just a little bit different. So let me tell you, a lot of things have been going on behind the scenes in terms of getting the podcast together, figuring out how to bring the mission and the vision of Moms and Martinis to life, and what's the best strategy in terms of launching, growing, creating content, diving deep into different conversations and topics. And really, for me, honestly, as a host, finding out where the line of demarcation is, because I typically come from a spirit of transparency in topics. So I have to trust myself in moving forward that I am prepared to have the conversation, prepared for the fallout of the conversation, and then making sure that I'm setting up, if I have guests on, that I'm really setting them up for success and creating a space that is safe for them to move forward and tell their truth and not come off judgmental and so forth. But anywho, so all of that is going on. And in the midst of that, as you know, I began Moms and Martini with a friend of mine who, if you notice, hasn't been here and will not be returning. So now I'm at this juxtaposition of figuring out, how do I want to move forward? I've been receiving a lot of great success behind it. Our social platforms are growing. People are engaging in conversations and really begin to think about things a little bit differently. And at my core, that's who I am. I am a change agent. I do believe, if given the opportunity, if someone is just vulnerable enough for just a moment, that my gift, who I am in life, is a person that encourages change. I am Kira. I am a change agent. That's why I was put on this earth, is to change people. And the way that that comes out professionally is I'm in learning and development. So I really facilitate a journey that challenges people to think differently about things and to change their belief in themselves, change the way that they view a company or organization, change the way that they think about the customer experience. Whatever it is, I'm pushing change in that way and really facilitating that journey. So now I have an opportunity to do this via the podcast, right? So how do I bring that, the core of who I am, my authentic self, and being a change agent here? Is everyone going to agree with me? No, I don't expect that. However, my goal is to make sure that I'm promoting change, no matter how that looks, no matter what that sounds like. Even if I disagree with some of the stances and viewpoints, because it gives me an opportunity to see things through different lenses, to get insights from individuals and hear stories and have candid conversations with people that I may not have had an opportunity to do so any other time. So this is just really the new venture of Moms and Martini is really about kitchen table talk, right? So if you were a fly on the wall listening to these conversations that I tend to get into with my friends, my families, my colleagues, just really having it, and I just have to bring a better vision to what that looks like, what that sounds like, and move forward with that. So this week, I have recorded some episodes. However, because Lark is not returning, I just have to do things over a little bit different, but I have those recorded episodes and you all are going to love them. Just to give you just a sneak peek here of some of the things I have lined up, I've had an opportunity to meet with two of my good friends and we talked about our experience with domestic violence. And So stay tuned for that. I don't want to give anything away. We also have, I have an episode recorded where I'm talking to my daughter's father, his ex-wife, right? He's no longer married to her. He and I, our relationship's long gone. But even though the child is an adult, her and I are still friends. So we're going to talk about how we became friends. So again, not giving away too much on that, but that's like an unlikely friendship that most do not have, but we are friends. Not like, oh, we're cordial kind of family, like we are friends. So that's that. And then I have a really dope episode coming out with my dad. What? Yes, my boo. And I say that in the most like loving, comical way. Like, that's my dad. I love my dad. I am a daddy's girl. If you cannot notice with the change in my voice, oh, excuse the ding. That was disrespectful. But anywho, hey, you know our tagline. Well, my tagline. It's just me now. I can't make this shit up. Okay, whatevs. All right, so yeah. But season one has been a really great season. Just getting things started. Coming into terms with this podcast, it took years to come into fruition because, of course, when you have working with someone else, there's a level of readiness that your partner has to have in order to move forward. As you may have learned, if you listen to the episode of Meet the Moms, I tend to run full speed ahead towards the things that give me the most angst, the most anxiety, the most fear, and like the unknown. Not like, ooh, white girl in the movie, what's that noise? Let me go investigate it. But more so as in, what is it that I can learn from a situation? Why am I so fearful of it? If other people are doing it, it must be something that can be accomplished. Or in some cases, other people are not doing it. So I'm challenging myself and my beliefs to really begin to think, is it something that's possible? And for me, making a way out of no way to make it possible. Like, all of those things are just who I am, which goes back to my belief or my understanding of why I'm here is just really change. And oftentimes that change begins within myself. I said all of that to say that when the inception of the podcast and coming into play, you're moving forward with a partner that has a different pace and view. So trying to find that median was it was a challenge at times, but nonetheless, one that I wanted to accomplish. So if you think January to now is April, from January to one day I woke up and was like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Like, I'm going to do it. I cannot wait for anyone else. And then having that month of inception and creating the socials and trying to find out which platform to use, how do you monetize it, taking classes. Like, I became obsessed with the podcast, still am, but just obsessed with the knowledge. I'm not very tech savvy. So being able to challenge myself to say, well, stop telling myself, first off, with the negative self-talk that I'm not tech savvy, but saying, okay, damn it, I'm going to figure out this technology, research microphones. I'm creating like a home studio. I'm converting my library into a studio. So more to come on that. But just, it has really developed me into, like, tapped into this other side of me that I didn't even know was there. So all of this like spark, like this new leaf, and I'm a huge plant lover. Those are my babies. Every time I get a new plant, my kids are like, oh, they have a new brother and sister. So that's how I feel about my plant. So I'm saying that, bringing up the analogy of the plant, is I think that humans, like, we're plants, right? All these different things that you experience, in your life, it's like you're blooming and growing a new leaf. And then sometimes you experience things in your life, even like a plant. If you think about trees and nature, you have to shed some things in order to bloom. So this was just another process of me blooming. I had to shed some old ideas that I thought, or some old limitations that I had on myself, to bloom into something beautiful and, you know, magical. I don't know what this flower is going to bloom into, but I know it's going to be super freaking dope and amazing. And I'm so appreciative of the support that I'm getting along the way with this. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You all are amazing. Other thoughts, I know I'm kind of like, like all over the place thinking, but this is raw. I legit like set up two computer monitors. I think I'm like Billy Badass today, because now I got two computer monitors and trying to figure this whole thing out. So I was just like, I'm about to jump on this mic, because I, again, initially had an episode scheduled to release, but I decided to no, saving my episodes, and I'm coming back with something new. So I am thinking of dropping like a bonus episode where I'm just going to talk through some of my favorite moments of episode one. So I'm going to work on that. Hopefully I get that to you before season two. I say episode one, but season one. Hopefully I can get that to you before season two starts and really come up with the date of when I want season two to start. But that is happening behind the scene. That is my transparent moment, figuring out a lot of things in terms of the trailer, the intro, branding, revamping the show. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Growing. And in the word of my good Judy, Wendy Williams, zipping and zooming. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Trying to figure this shit out as best as I can, to the best of my ability, while still trying to drink my water, moisturize, and mind my business. And in this case, mind the business that pays me. Because I'm at the point now, that's the only business that I need. If it's not paying me, I ain't got time for it. And I mean that. And I don't mean that just only in a monetary sense. Like, there has to be a return on the investment, just all around. I have no time for anything else, because as usual, my life is already always up to like a maximum capacity. So when I'm welcoming new things, I have to be able to grow from it. I have to be able to get something from it. It has to challenge me to grow and develop, because if my cup is running over, right, my prayer is typically to God, one, that I can manage it, and two, that my territory is enlarged, or sometimes my cup is enlarged. But sometimes you got to be careful when you are asking for the cup to be enlarged, making sure that I also have the tools and the skill set and the emotional and mental capacity to be able to welcome those things in. And then sometimes I meet with these met with these opportunities that don't quite necessarily mix with my cup. So again, minding the business that pays me. If there is nothing that I can gain from it, I don't want it. Real talk. And I think I talked about this with toxic people. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Again, I recorded another episode that I never put out, but I talked about it at some point, okay? Work with me. And I was just saying that. Like, if I'm not getting anything or gaining anything from something that I'm involved in, or a relationship that I'm involved in, then I have to cut it off. I have to pluck it off, just like the plant that I was telling you. So if you have a plant and it has a yellow leaf on it, if you don't pluck the leaf, what happens is when you are adding your fertilizer or watering the plant, the roots of the plant, it tries to send nutrients to this dead leaf. And when it tries to send those nutrients to the dead leaf, it takes away from all of the other things that are, all of the other leaves and parts of the plant that are blooming. So you don't want that. That's wasted resources to a leaf that's dead, it's yellow. So what do you do? As a plant lover, you pluck that leaf off. it no longer serves the plant. And besides, it makes the plant look ugly as hell, right? You want your plants to flourish. So that's how I feel about my life. And true tea, sometimes I'm the yellow leaf in some other person's life that needs to be plucked. And guess what? That's okay. It is okay. Because I know I'm going to do what I got to do. And guess what? You got to do what you got to do. But anyhow, Moms and Martinis, season one. Boom, 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 boom. Season one is under the books. Yeah. I know y'all sick of me already, but yeah. So again, I'm going to put together some just like the best of season one. And just stay tuned, because season two, that season right there is going to be amazing. Amazing. I can see it now. I can see it now. So, final call. Okay, final call. If you'd like to be a guest on Moms and Martinis, send me an email at momsandmartinispodcast@gmail.com. Also, I'm always on the social medias. So just send me a message and we can go from there. I do like to do things via email. So even if we start things on the social, I'll eventually get your email just so that we can set up the recording and get all that jazz together. Anywho, speaking of social media, continue to follow me. Mm-hmm, me. I digress. Gotta change the language. Season two, I gotta get my stuff together. I cannot make this shit up. Okay, continue to follow me or Moms and Martinis on social media at Twitter and Facebook at Moms and Martinis, Instagram at Moms and Martinis Podcast. About Facebook. Facebook is our largest, I think, audience. Well, I don't know. Instagram and Twitter is right there. It's like right behind it. But I get more engagements for those two platforms. So if you're following us, me on Facebook, engage. Like write a comment or something, because I'm really trying to determine if I want to continue with the Facebook page. Like I'm posting stuff and I have a lot of people that... a lot of people like the Facebook page, but it's really not a lot of engagement over there. And I'm really not on Facebook like that. I typically just check my notifications and I may put something out there, but I'm on Twitter and Instagram. So let me know if that's worth it. Otherwise, it's just one less thing for me to do, and I'm happy with that. So follow us on social media. Also, if you have any topics that you want me to talk about, whether it's solo, me by myself, or sometimes you may have topics, and I know I come up in conversations with people, and I don't necessarily share the same experience or share a particular experience. However, I've been blessed enough to have a lot of amazing people in my life. So it would give me an opportunity, if you're not comfortable with coming on the podcast, but give me an opportunity to really vet my resources and get the right people on the show to have that viewpoint. Speaking of guests on the show, thank you so much for all of the guests that have been a part of the show so far, whether it's the kids when we had candid conversations through Mommy Moments, or shout out to Casey Calhoun and KK. Let me tell you, still to this day, the top rated episode in the hundreds of you have listened to Setting the Table. That really stirred the pot. So definitely going to have those on. Maybe they will be my resident like relationship panel or something. I don't know. It's just me just talking out the side of my neck right now. And a lot of different requests on that as well, in terms of bringing that visually and being able to engage with you all real time. So I'm trying to figure this out, okay? I already told you, technology and I, we are becoming friends. We are becoming friends. So give you girls some grace as she tries to figure it out, okay? Figure it out. All right. But anyway, I just want to jump on here real quick. I'm not going to hold you. Do people still say that? I'm not going to hold you. Just wanted to let you know what was going on. So, in lieu of everything that I've said, will there be an episode next week? Maybe. Maybe. I'll let you know. When is season 2 starting? I don't know yet. Soon and very soon, season 2 is coming to you. I don't know. I'm working it out. Legit. It's right now, it's all in my brain. I'm a processor. Okay, so I like to process things before I put it on paper. I've been doing a lot of research. As you know, I am a researcher. So I've been doing a lot of research and haven't solidified things. And I'm really hesitant of writing it down because how I am is once I write it down, it's an action item and I gotta follow through. I have to follow through. So that's another thing I always tell my participants, like, you have to keep me honest, and my friends, you got to keep me honest. You send it to me in a text. It's like the contract, so I got to follow through. So that's why I'm a little bit hesitant of writing down my thoughts and my ideas, because I know once I write it down, your girl is committed to it. So just doing a lot of research and really just mind mapping at this point before I just put it on paper. Just talking through some things, really going into my amazing group of podcast friends. I think of my house phone, okay? I didn't even know it was on the charger. Excuse me. Can't make this shit up. Okay, on that note, let me get off of here, y'all. Yes, I gotta. Oh my God. Okay, y'all. I got all kind of shit going on. Okay, look. I wish y'all could see my face right now, honey. Okay, I can't make this shit up. I'm just trying to record a podcast. And yes, I do have a home phone. Oh my God. Okay, anyway. All right, y'all. I'm about to go make a martini. Ooh, yeah, that's another thing too. I'm still trying to figure out my favorite martinis and set up this whole like martini. I have a new bar with a whole bunch of accoutrements and all that other stuff for martinis. So I'm testing out a whole bunch of martinis, tasting them, not just Google them. So the stuff I be telling you, I'm actually making them and I'm telling you they're good. So my mouth is salivating right now. I need a martini. This shit over here is all messed up. Season 2, I'm going to do better. All right. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Holla at a play when you hear me on the beat. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Bye.